All right, we are back talking about comedy shows of yesteryear. No, all right, so we'll do some School of Fool, some interesting stories. First one, this made national news. I guess they all made national news. Otherwise, how the hell would I find it? I don't live in these communities. I guess they all made national news. This is a big story. Let me find the School of Fools music, Joe, if you want to talk for a second.
Yeah, we're going to go over a couple of stories on this one that we have. And
okay, I found it.
Yeah, okay.
It all works out well. All right, so let me find this story. And this was about a San Francisco treat. Now, a San Francisco teacher who is out of school right now because she is being treated for cancer. But she has to pay for her substitute. So here's the story.
Which is so weird.
40 years, and now a GoFundMe page exists to help this longtime teacher with a substitute teacher and personal costs.
She's an incredible teacher, and that's not fair. That's, like, crazy.
She is a second grade teacher we've chosen not to identify. Her friends at Glen Park Elementary tell me she suffers from breast cancer, and all the attention is causing her extra stress. That includes this GoFundMe page that has recently stopped accepting donations for her. It was started to help pay for the substitute teachers her paychecks were funding.
It's kind of a slap in the face.
But it's a reality all public school teachers in the state have to pay for. Right now, teachers get 10 sick days per year. Then they can take medical leave for 100 days. During that entire time, the cost of a substitute teacher is taken out of the paycheck. If more time is needed, teachers can take from a catastrophic sick leave bank donated by other teachers for 85 days. No extra money is taken out of that pool.
We'd love to change it, but we're working in a public school system that's been financially on starvation.
It's a hard pill to swallow, especially for those who know this teacher and who work in the school.
She's wonderful. She's a beautiful, lovely, great teacher. She's one of the best teachers, so it's terrible.
It makes me worry, like, you know, later on, like, if that were to happen to me, you know, like, I have to plan accordingly, and that's not fair, you know?
And we contacted the school.
All right, so this is from a 1970s California education code. Public school employees are extended sick leave, will have the pay of their replacement deducted from their own paycheck. However, the state law leaves it up to the individual cities or districts to implement their own regulations. For the duration of the extended sick leave, $195 will be taken out daily from their salary to pay the substitute. When the Glen Park teacher's colleagues tried to donate days to her, she realized she had never joined the program that only allows entry during specific periods. I am stunned that a law like this exists.
It's in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
San Francisco. First of all, that city is falling apart. Second of all, that state is falling apart.
All right, and but this is from the 1970s. This law is from the 1970s, so it has nothing to do with your current opinions.
And this is the first time it's come up?
First time we've done on our radio show. I don't know. It seems the way everybody's surprised, it seems to be not a very common occurrence.
Do you know about this, Joe? I read about
Joe's this. Joe's on top of California law.
Yeah. Well, I read about it. I find it astounding that they have this law. I mean, $195 a day is
a lot of money.
Is a lot. It's almost the whole paycheck. I would say. I can't believe the way, especially in San Francisco. The way school unions work, how they would allow that, how they didn't ratify that.
California teachers were just on strike like within the year, but this was not something they bargained for.
I can't believe he didn't. I really don't.
I feel like they didn't know about
Why'd
it.
Why'd they shut down her GoFundMe page?
No, she didn't want the teacher. Didn't want all the attention brought to her.
I don't know how they could.
Nobody knows
something
her name
as
either.
Crucial as this.
Or his name.
You know, especially with teachers that have been, you know, teaching for years would have known about this, where this is a serious problem.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising because she can't be the first one that had to go on long-term leave.
Yeah.
But she's out for the rest of the year.
Which is fine, but you know what? There should be money in the budget to pay for the replacement. My kid's science teacher's been out all year.
Yeah, but this is New York. California's got a different rule.
Right, yeah, right.
They're saying California's the only one that's got this, right?
I don't know if that's the case.
I think I read that today, that California's the only state that does this.
You know, there could be a couple of arguments made. Let's say that she was out on sick leave, but they only paid a certain amount of days. All right, that's one thing, but to charge you to pay a substitute.
I feel like that should be the town, the district's responsibility.
It should be the district. Now, I'm curious what the pay rate is. Maybe the negotiate. Now, I'm just assuming this.
What do you mean, money wise? How much they make?
Yeah, because I'm assuming they may have negotiated for a certain pay rate, you know, a certain pay raise or a certain amount. And the caveat to that was that they had this law. I'm just saying. I don't
know.
That's
a really draconian law.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
It was like $980 to $1,200 a week.
All right, so that's a lot of money they're taking now. They're pretty much leaving her with
nothing
a day.
Nothing a day.
So I think this, it would affect if I was so had the proclivity to become a teacher. This would affect if I want to teach in this school, in this state.
Yes,
I would like if I knew about this. I'm like, I'm not going to teach here.
But not just you. Was something in it, and they would have to know about this.
Clearly, nobody knew about it until now. I mean, if I'm the union leader,
I can't believe that the union wouldn't know about this. It's their job.
It's a failure.
And not only to know about that, to notify the people in your union, and also to get this out or to bargain against it or whatever.
I don't know why it was ever negotiated in. But we don't know the negotiations. Clearly, it's a failure by the union.
Yes,
they missed it.
Yeah, but I mean. But still, I mean, the district should do the right thing. This is ridiculous. Here's the problem. It's hard to get people into these inner cities to teach. It's much harder to teach in these inner cities than it is in, say, the suburbs. You don't get the support. You don't have the money. The cost of living in San Francisco is ridiculous. But if you want these kids to get a good education, you can't do shit like this to the teachers.
But think about this, though. If you're in New York and they do school budgets every year. Right?
In this town, budgets. It always passes.
I'm just saying, they do a school budget every year, so the money is spoken for, so the teachers, their salaries are spoken for, the janitors are spoken for, the principal is spoken for, all of that. What happens if a teacher goes on sick leave for an entire year starting January 1st? Let's just say it's January 1st. Where do they get that money to pay the substitute and that teacher at the same time?
The same way they pay all the other substitutes.
I don't know.
The money.
How?
I mean, you put the money aside in the budget. This is our fund. If, you know, teachers go on disability, and sometimes you go over budget,
right.
So be it.
Now, Joe's girl brought up, can she go on disability? Maybe, but the only thing is, are they going to take the money out of the disability?
It seems like every day she's out, every day, unless she quits the job, which I'm sure she doesn't want to do, it seems like every day she's out after the 10 days, she has to pay $195.
It almost sounds like that this is an acceptable thing in San Francisco.
In California.
Well, in California, that she has to pay $195 a day. So it's almost like I'm out this week and I'm taking Tuesday off. I need a substitute and I know I have to forfeit my
after 10 days, you get 10 days.
Right.
So on your 11th day.
Okay, right. I used all my 10 days. So my 11th day, I know I'm taking off. I'm going to a communion or something like that. I'm taking the day or whatever it is. I'm going to go see the Statue of Liberty. I'm going to take off. It's $195 a day. I accept that. They're not ready for an entire year off.
And like I said, it just astounds me that a union would miss this because let's say we're the union and they go, well, we really need that in there. All right, so what we're going to do, if we don't strike, we're going to negotiate this in. You want the 10 days fine. With the exception of a catastrophic medical event where that is waived.
That's true.
That is waived. You know, if you've got a bad cold or whatever, you know, and it's been 10 days, all right, maybe it's an incentive to get back. But a catastrophic medical event, it should be negotiated out.
But it almost sounds like there's a lot of people who take that 11th and 12th day off, and they're okay paying the $195.
That's different.
But I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
I wouldn't do that either. You know, unfortunately, they have this set in there, and yeah, you know, I mean, you've got enough to worry about. You're sick with breast cancer, and now you're getting billed $109. It's not that you're losing pay. You're losing pay and have to pay.
Well, you're not losing pay. You're not losing pay.
Well, you're getting something. You're probably getting like $50 a day.
Okay, $50 a day, but no, how can you live on that?
But think about this, though.
Wait, and plus you have your medical
expenses.
Well,
Joe, right. You've worked for companies before, right? You work for one now, right?
Yeah.
How many sick days do you get?
I think about five.
All right, so
after
the fifth sick day and you don't have any vacation time, what happens if you're out sick?
They wouldn't pay for it.
Right.
They wouldn't pay for it. However,
it would be an unpaid day.
Yeah.
But he's not paying them in addition to
that.
So So besides her not really...
So you're paying to keep your job.
She's paying to keep her job.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
And I mean, the question is, do other businesses look at this and go, hey, that's a good idea?
That's a great idea. If you're a business owner.
Maybe this gets, you know, for other jobs have this. And, you know, workers in this country work more hours. They don't take days off. And they'll just fucking take it. They'll just take it. And unions are weaker than ever.
I wonder if this lady would just go out on long-term disability.
That's what Joe's girl was saying.
Maybe and you get like 60% of your salary.
Yeah.
But I think she still has to pay the $195. It's probably in her contract.
Yeah. No, forget it. Just quit the job.
Right. But, you know, you want to have a job to come back to.
Well, if you're out for the year, you're probably not coming back to that job.
No, but you would have a job. You would have a job. I assume my daughter's science teacher, when he, you know, health, if he gets cleared, he's going to come back next year.
But if she has cancer...
This guy had a brain surgery.
I'm just saying, this lady here in San Francisco has cancer, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She has cancer, and she has to stay out for the entire year.
Well, she's getting treatment. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's what her doctor wants.
I don't know. Will you be coming back with something like that?
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, people come back from breast cancer all the time. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there's so many things wrong with that.
And it's just weird in San Francisco because the law says a public school employees on extended sick leave will have their pay of their replacement deducted from their own paycheck. However, the state law leaves it up to individual cities and districts to implement their own regulations. So it's like certain laws that are passed. Well, this is the law. However, this is the law. However, we do give you the right, individual municipalities and stuff, to negotiate your own terms against that.
And
And I'm surprised, but you would think San Francisco, a union, they overlook this?
Why is anybody
really?
Bad
why
job.
Anybody leave,
but it's, unaccept- in New York, it's unacceptable. You know, like if you had a real, you know, a hard line against unions and it was a more like, you know, a more conservative town and stuff like that, I could kind of get it.
I would expect to read
wouldn't
this more
accept
from,
it, but
from
not
a much
get
more
it.
Red city. Or state.
Exactly. But
it is what it is.
It just astounds me.
Hey, California be playing the part of Florida this evening.
I guess.
Fucked up. All right, let's move on.
I don't like California.
Okay.
I love it out there.
But I don't like it because it's blue. It's a blue state.
You live in a blue state.
I don't like it here either.
Okay, so go. Anyway.
See ya.
So we got these teachers and a principal who got posing with a noose.
This is even stupider, this story.
We'll play this. Hold on.
School in the high desert showing these teachers holding a noose and laughing has parents outraged.
All CBS Tuesday Lopez is live outside Summerwind Elementary School where the teachers work, and they tell us what this is about.
Well, it is a very big firestorm here. It all happened within the last 24 to 48 hours, and there's been some action. The teachers have been suspended along with the principal. I am told that it was supposed to be a photo that was to be shared only within a few circle of friends. It was never supposed to go on social media, but it did, and then came the outcry.
The four women in this picture have been identified as elementary school teachers at Summerwind School in Palmdale. They are posing while one holds a noose. A second picture shows the noose hanging from a pillar inside the school's offices. And now, the fallout.
You know the meaning behind it, behind our history. You know you're going to get backlash for it if it gets out, and obviously did.
If you look at the picture, you could see that they're smiling, and even if it's a joke, you just don't play like this.
And according to teachers and parents, the woman on the far left in this photo, smiling with the short blonde hair, is Jennifer Garcia. She was the one who testified at the Gabriel Fernandez trial, testifying that as his first grade teacher, she noticed that the boy was being mistreated at home and contacted the authorities. Gabriel is the 8-year-old boy who died after being tortured. His mother pleaded guilty and is now serving a life sentence. Her boyfriend went to trial, was found guilty, and was given the death penalty. We repeatedly tried to reach Ms. Garcia by phone. No answer. And the district refused to identify by name any of the teachers involved.
Your teacher's in the picture.
Yes, sir.
She's actually holding the noose.
And then he identified her.
I'll give her a name. I mean, eventually she's going to come out. Ms. Jones.
Ms. Jones.
Yeah.
And when you saw that, had you ever had a problem with Ms. Jones?
No. I've heard she actually was a pretty good teacher for 20-some-odd years.
Outside the school today, parents, local activists, were outraged.
I was infuriated. I was worried that if he's okay and if anything's happening to my son.
It's time to move. Move out of the state. Move out of this area.
We came to district headquarters to get an on-camera comment from anyone, preferably the superintendent, but we're told there would be no statements made on camera to us. We did get confirmation that there is an investigation and that the teachers in the picture and the person who took it, allegedly the school principal, are all now placed on administrative leave. On leave, but with pay. pending a complete investigation.
Appalling. It's frustrating. It's beyond words.
Just a little while ago, a mother and a father came up to me and said that their daughter is in the first grade class of Miss Garcia, and they told me that Miss Garcia actually reported to work today in the classroom. But again, there were many teachers that were here, and when they saw her come into the classroom, knowing about the picture, they demanded that she leave, and she did. And then a short time later came the word from the superintendent's office that she and the other teachers in the picture have been suspended along with the principal. We tried to get any kind of verification from the school office, but no comment. That's all we're getting from them. Reporting live from the city of Palmdale, I'm Dave Lopez.
How dumb are these women? How dumb are these women? And then they hang it in the office. Bad enough you take the picture. Now you hang it in the office.
But they said, I love how they said right in the beginning, it wasn't meant to go on social media. It was only meant to go between like a few people.
It's okay.
So that's exactly what Anthony Weiner said. It wasn't supposed to go anywhere.
Just
but
assume the shit's going to be, assume everybody's going to find out. Listen,
and you know who was taking the picture, right?
The principal.
The principal was taking the picture.
Listen. I mean, I pulled my kid from Hebrew school because I felt the rabbi was racist. These women.
He hated Jews.
That I can live with.
That is so. That is so different.
No, but I listen. I feel like they all got to go.
Yeah. Fired, so fired. Yeah. I
listen
mean,
to me. I'm tired of people getting fired because of politically incorrect stuff. So I disagree with you.
But they're stupid as fuck.
It's stupid. That, there are stupid people in this world, yes. But they don't deserve their living to be taken away from them.
Well, here's the deal. And I, you know, believe me, sometimes I march in lockstep with you. But on this one, in this climate right now, what they did was so stupid.
I don't know any climate that's acceptable.
And now, everybody is extra sensitive with everything.
It's a news.
Davin, hear me out, please. Everybody is so extra sensitive with stuff. But this, now he's correct. It's a noose. You're a principal. It was a bad sense of judgment. And it's going to be a distraction from now on.
Yeah.
The legacy of this, they have to go.
The school has no choice. They got to get rid of
them. Yeah, they're going to get rid of them, absolutely. But I'm just tired of everybody losing their job.
But
it's
got to pick your battles. But
that's right. And that's the thing. Well, you got to pick your battles on
that.
Believe me, there was plenty, a lot of time. I'm on that side where you're damn right. On this one, they have to be fired for not using common sense.
But then, how
do
they get a job after this?
I don't know.
That's their problem. That's their problem.
But really, should these people be teaching children?
No,
they shouldn't. You know what? They can get
another
job.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess
you're
right.
That's their problem, because it's not like they made a comment that could be misconstrued and they got fired. It's a noose. It's a noose. And as a teacher that teaches about, you know, history and inequity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A noose, and it's you in that position.
We just hang it in the office like it's a fucking trophy.
Yeah, and watch the union they have that they won't be able to get
fired.
Well,
they should be. I would hope the union would not stand by these women. But you never know what the union's.
Yeah, you never know.
But this is so egregious. And I would pull
bad.
I would pull my kid. If these women came back, I'd be like, no, I'm out of here. Because I've done it already. I pulled my kid from her Hebrew school. I said to the rabbi, I go, I don't want you teaching my daughter ethics and morals with the ethics and morals I know you have. She's out of here. And we pulled her.
That's fair. And the people that pulled their kids out of that school would be fair. I don't know. I'm just... This political world, this politically correct world
is
just killing me.
You know what? And I agree with you. I'm on stage every weekend, you know, at the club. You know, I had to do a whole segment on it. There are situations where you've got to use your head.
Joe, you're not bringing the news to the plumbing gig. You're not doing it because you know it's not acceptable.
Joe, I just don't want Trump's unemployment numbers to go up.
Well. But
there is that.
We
must worry about those.
And you know what? Walt, I tell.
But they're white, so it's okay. So maybe African Americans will get those jobs.
Maybe.
Then the African American unemployed.
Well, somebody's going to get those jobs. So
somebody
I guess
is,
it would even out.
Maybe the San Francisco teacher.
They could use it. But like I said, I tell Walt. Yeah, I tell Davin week after week after week. I take every issue case by case.
Yeah,
I have a big problem with freedom of speech issues. A big problem. This one. Dicey here.
Where did they get the news from? Where what?
I didn't report that, but I don't know. I guess found it.
I mean, somebody got the news. So let's go. Somebody got the noose and showed it to somebody else, and the two of them, not one of them, said,
"There's four women
this
involved."
There's two people who have it. You had to show it to the first person, and not one of those said, "Hey, this is a bad idea."
Yeah.
And then they got a third woman involved.
So you're proving our point. They're idiots.
Right. Yeah. They got a third woman involved.
Yeah.
And she didn't see anything wrong with it, so they figured, let's get a fourth woman. The fourth woman was fine with it, so they said, you know what? We should go get the principal to take a picture of this.
Yeah, because, you know, and not only...
At least they didn't hang it in
that's
the classroom.
That's how that story went.
At least
went.
They kept
they
in the...
They did, though.
No, they kept in the office.
Oh, the office. That's what it was.
And then the principal, the what's office. All this about? Ooh, I'll get a camera. You know,
yeah.
Smile. And that's why it moves past the freedom
yeah,
of speech
you're right.
and a sensitivity
you're right.
issue.
You're right.
All right, let's go. See, all these stories, we're blurry lines here. So we got a Michigan City worker who was fired over an anti-Muslim Facebook post about a Sports Illustrated model that he tried to cover up, insisting he was hacked. That's always the default for all of them.
But he actually admitted it.
Right, no, I'll get there. Yeah. But it's always the default. My shit was hacked. Anthony Weiner. Everybody's getting hacked.
Right.
Bill Larian, 58.
The Russians.
Yeah, they were.
Russians did.
Bill Larian, 58, was axed Wednesday by Dearborn officials 4 days after he denigrated Somali American model and activist Halima Adin by comparing her to a camel. The part-time good God.
She's cute. I saw a picture.
She's beautiful.
She's,
I actually saw a video on her. She's very inspirational. But anyway, the part-time surveyor for the city's engineering division made the degrading remark while off-duty, the Detroit Free Press reports. Larian later told several people, including a Dearborn police officer, that his Facebook account had been hacked and that he wasn't responsible for the post. But he acknowledged on Tuesday through an attorney that he was behind the revolting post. Instead of gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated, Larian said Adin should be on the front of Camels R Us. Ugh, it's not even funny. That's the most offensive part.
He's a hack. He's in, what's that, Michigan?
He's a heel.
He doesn't get a guest spot at the club.
We'll
be at the front podium, Walt. No, he can't come in. No.
He's the rowdy Roddy Piper in Michigan.
No. He's the minor league rowdy Roddy Piper. He doesn't get to the WWE. So the Detroit Detroit News report citing the
Michigan... He's the Brooklyn Brawler.
citing the Michigan chapter of the Council of American Islamic Relations, at Adin 21 became the first hijab-wearing woman to wear the annual Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue while wearing a burkini. The magazine hit newsstands on Wednesday.
What was she wearing?
A burkini, so she didn't show any skin. So she covered head to toe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, a burkini?
Yeah, that's what the Islamic women, the very religious ones, wear.
Okay.
He made a mistake. He stepped forward to admit. I would imagine some of the Orthodox probably wear something close to that, too. He made a mistake. He stepped forward to admit and apologize and tried to move forward toward a healing based upon the ill will he created, Larian's attorney Ed Zelenik told the newspaper, adding that city officials missed an opportunity for a teaching moment by allowing Larian to keep his job. Zelenik, who called the firing unfortunate, said he planned to have Larian take part in diversity forums to help rehabilitate him in a city that is more than 46% Arab American. It's unclear where Larian will work next. At this point in his career, it leaves him with few options. City officials, meanwhile, said in a letter obtained by the newspaper that Larian's post and subsequent actions to hide his actions didn't fit with Dearborn's mission to deliver superior public service and to earn public's trust. Our trust, as well as the public's trust in your ability to perform your job in an impartial and truthful manner, has been irreversibly damaged by your actions, the letter read. The city's mayor declined to comment on the firing, but said earlier that Dearborn had zero tolerance for prejudice from municipal workers. Larian of Lincoln Park has acknowledged that he has only himself to blame for being jobless. I, Bill Larian, have one to blame by myself for my bad behavior, he wrote in a handwritten letter obtained by the Free Press. I want to apologize for my horrible comment. I want to do better for my community and family. I hurt not only my family, but my coworkers and my community and people I don't even know. Listen, I can't blame this town for firing him. When you're a government worker and you've got 46% Muslim population, how can they keep this guy?
They should. And now here I go back with you. Okay, I take things case by case. He should not be fired. His actions up to perform your job in an impartial and truthful manner. To perform your job in an impartial and truthful manner. He made the remark while off duty. It was not on his job. It was not on the city's website. It was a comment that he made on his off time. He was not doing the performance of his job.
But here's the problem, though. He's a government worker, and there's a public trust. If they don't trust him anymore...
What was his job?
He's an engineer for the for the town.
So he drove a train. All right.
He did not make a comment that should be bodily harm. He did not make a comment that they should be run out of town. He did not make a comment that they're savage. He did not make a comment that they're terrorists. He made a comment that the woman should be on Camels R Us. It was a stupid comment. This is Walt, where I swing back to you, where we're starting to get out of hand of this stuff. Reprimand him. Give him a day off, but don't fire him.
Yes. But let me ask you something. You work for the plumbing company. If you do that in your stand-up act and somebody doesn't like it and they call up your plumbing company and they say, hey, Joe Curry said this, it wasn't their time. Could they fire you?
They would. No. And he would probably, if somebody called up and said, Joe, you got to see what Joe said.
Technically, they could, though.
But you know from working as a government worker, the expectations that are on you on and off duty are different than somebody who works from a public company.
You got to watch what you say.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not, and at this point, it's not like this is new to us. We all fucking know this. These stories are all the time. This goes back to the stupidity quotient. I mean, we hear these stories. Teachers are getting fired for being posed with drinks in their hands.
I understand that. But in this one, he should be reprimanded
and
docked, but
too.
Not fired. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, me personally, I mean, what's the difference? But if you're going to go, but he's a city where I, fine. Bring him in. We'll sit him down. We're going to tell him, you know,
don't
the
do it
position.
Again.
I think it hurt him
that he tried to lie about it. That didn't help him.
Then you give him another day off for being an asshole without pay. And I'm not going for the joke. You know.
But you also got to remember these people. It's all public officials. They are running for election. You're 46% of your population is. If you're even deemed as being sympathetic to this type of thing,
then you know what you're talking about. That then what about this Michigan Elon whatever her name is, the congresswoman.
Those Michigan congressmen keep on stepping into it.
She's making the comments about the Israeli.
But she doesn't have anybody that can fire her. But there's a good chance she won't get reelected.
The thing about,
they fire her though?
Because you can't fire a congressperson. Censure them. You can't fire
them.
I think she could be. She might be able to be recalled in her own district. But they don't have a boss. This guy had a boss. That's the difference.
But you
can't fire him and not fire her.
But the thing about it is, it's like I get it. You know, well, these people are up for re-election. But there are some times where common sense has to prevail, and if you get called, but the thing, I understand that. But in common sense of handling the situation, he did something stupid. He should be suspended without pay for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and maybe part of his pension is taken away and reprimanded.
Come on. Take his pension away?
Not away, but some
part
of it.
You can't do that for a comment.
Then fine. Okay, then fine.
He's not teaching your children like that last
time. But on a comment like that, that's what you do. You don't fire him. He's been reprimanded. If you get called, we reprimanded him. He understands it's wrong.
That's right.
And we docked him a week's pay.
People won't stop at that,
Joe. Here's the problem. We really don't have context about what this guy's been like his whole life, his career. You know, we don't have context if he's, like, you know, served in the community for 20, 30 years, never had a problem, or if there's been other issues. That's the problem. I mean, if this guy has never had another issue, he's never been known to be racist or anything, maybe you suspend him, you send him to retraining sensitivity.
Good. But don't fire him.
But I understand why he did get fired.
They're like
every politician, listen, that, you know, it's about votes. 46% of your population.
But you just had a remedy. You just 2 minutes ago,
his history.
But what I'm saying, speaking on the history of what we're reading in the context of this story, what you said before, we'll have sensitivity training, blah, blah, would be a remedy cost him his job.
I'm not saying this guy had to be fired, like I said with the teachers. I'm not saying this guy had to be fired.
Yeah.
He was fired.
I'm saying I understand. I'm fine with it either way. I would have been fine.
Why do you understand it, though? He didn't
I understand what's happening, because 46% of your population is Muslim, and you make a stupid comment like this.
Mm. But
you're serving the public. I understand why it happened.
But it was a comment that was a stupid comment.
A comment that did not enact blatant
hatred, did not enact harm, did not enact terror. It was a stupid crack.
Right, like I said, I need to know more.
Right, but working on the context of the facts that are given in the story that we're reading right now, I would say, yeah, have retraining, have sensitivity training, dock him a week's pay, and then move on. People have an attention span of a gnat.
But
the story will be forgotten in another week.
We know people in government jobs who try to mask who they are because government jobs are so sensitive. Anything you could say, forget about this. Anything you say can be held against. It happened to you.
I understand, and it's
I didn't even say it.
But for the fact of this story, and I say it's a case by case thing. In the case of this story, in the context of the facts that are being provided right now, I would say sensitivity training, document.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm even going to take this a step further where you guys can answer me this.
Yeah.
This guy's a stand-up comic in Michigan. He goes on stage and he makes a comment about this story. He does a bit on this story, makes the camel remark, makes the camel's R Us remark. Somebody goes into the office and says, hey, he made this. I got it on videotape on my phone, and he gets fired. Is that okay?
Because a comic reports on the story that they
no,
didn't.
Not a comic. I'm a customer, and I was filming this guy's set.
And
he's
he
a
talked
comic.
About this story.
He talked about this woman, made the comment about a camel, made the comment about Camels R Us.
To the government.
I have it all on tape, and I bring it into his boss, and I say, your worker during the day, your government worker during the day is a comic at night, made a joke about this. I find it offensive. Should he be fired?
No, he should be. He should.
But that's
have,
what happened. That's exactly what
no,
happened.
No, this was, no, he posted on his Facebook page.
But that's exactly what happened. He did it. He just wasn't
listen,
a comic
who did it. Listen, a lot of these
companies
and these government workers, they monitor your social media. Again,
yes,
we all know this.
Yes.
I mean, at some point, we got to get rid of the stupid people.
Now,
listen, like I said, something should have happened to this guy.
Let's touch on what you said. And if he knew that it was he was being monitored. I still think he should be reprimanded, but what he did was stupid, but he really had more consideration. Well, you brought up a thing about stand-up comedy and customers like that. We did my company did a comedy night at Governor's, and we had all our customers there. I'm in the show. I was middling in the show, and I had to walk the line of being a because I've got my night job and my day job there, and I'm walking the line. Performing for my club, who I'm working for right now, and not trying to do anything offensive that might offend my customers that are sitting out there.
That's right.
So it's walking a line. You know, if I said something stupid and the customers got offended, and I don't think my boss would have, fired me, but I would have had a talking to.
Because you're aware. You're aware that shit you says matters.
But here's the thing. If his boss, if it was a big customer who was bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars into that company, and they didn't like, and they said, we don't like what Joe said up there. I want him gone, or you're losing my business.
You'd be gone.
Guess what Joe would be doing?
Probably. And I'll even
not probably.
I'll even up,
not probably.
Up the notch, up the notch a bit. The Temple Show that we did the Temple Show over in Nyack. Okay, is
the disgruntled clown?
No.
Oh, one I did for you.
Yeah, the one he did for me.
I've done a lot of temple shows.
All right, but the one that you did for me, I'm walking on eggshells because that's one of my day customers that happened to spend that much money.
But here's the thing.
I take myself out of that situation, and I book somebody else to do it.
Right, but here's the thing. You both exhibit common sense. Go, hey, there's ramifications to shit I say, so let me get myself out of this situation. This guy didn't do it.
Again, this guy did it on his social media page. Fine. He did it, and it was a wrong comment to make, and it was insensitive. Yes, everybody agrees with that. But what's the difference if he did it on stage as a comic and somebody filmed it and then turned it in?
I think if he did it on stage as a comic, he'd be out of a job too. And then at least you could argue, well, it's a comedy club. I'm making a farce. It's a joke. But I think he'd probably be out of a job too. I think listen, if you're a government worker there or a teacher, which is a government worker, there is a different set of rules.
I guess.
I would say I still under the contention, reprimand him,
yes.
Write him up, dock him, give him sensitivity training, and put a note in his file. If it happens again, he's done.
And here's the problem. There's probably so many people that do the same thing as this guy did. They just don't do it on social media.
Mm.
You
right.
know,
well,
and so if you fired everybody who made an insensitive comment this week, the unemployment rate would be 50%.
I don't feel. I mean, the comment he made was stupid, but Camels R Us. All right, it's a stupid comment. It doesn't have the stigma of a noose.
No, it's
where everybody's out.
It's much more mild.
Camels R Us, and like I said, it was a stupid comment. It wasn't a threatening comment. It wasn't
it's an actual amateur comment.
It's an amateur comment.
The only thing he had was camel.
Yeah,
and he said it twice. and it was the only thing he could think of with Arabs.
If he said it three times, it would have landed.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, if you said, they should ship these people out of here, or, you know, this, that, and the other thing, or blah, blah, you know, now you got problems. Now you got problems.
Like I said, I could go either way with this. I don't think this guy had to be fired, but I just understand.
I don't think he should. Reprimanded, yes. Reprimanded, and, you know.
The Cubs have identified and banned a fan who flashed a, quote, white power hand gesture during the broadcast of Tuesday night's game against the Marlins. Team president Theo Epstein made the announcement on Wednesday at a news conference. Epstein said the team was able to determine the fan's name and said he can never set foot inside Wrigley Field again. We've made clear how egregious and unacceptable, Epstein said. That behavior has no place for it in our society. In baseball, certainly no place for it in Wrigley Field. The person responsible for that gesture will never be welcome back at Wrigley Field. I think it's important to have a strong response to send a message that this is a place of inclusion. NBC Sports Chicago reporter Doug Glanville, who's black, also from Jersey, by the way.
He used to play for the Phillies and the Cubs.
Yeah, he's a T-neck guy.
Is he?
Huh? Okay. Was on the air during the third inning of the Cubs game against the Marlins when a fan made the hand gesture a silent symbol for white power. Many on Twitter noticed and expressed their shock. The origins of the gesture, which resembles an OK sign, can be traced back to trolls on the internet message board 4chan, who invented it as a hoax, according to the Anti-Defamation League, which tracks the activity of hate groups. It has since evolved into a symbol used by members of the alt-right and white supremacists. Hours after the incident was caught on camera, Cubs president of business operations Crane Kenny said in a statement to CBS Chicago that the team was investigating the incident. An individual seated behind Mr. Glanville used what appears to be an offensive hand gesture that is associated with racism, Kenny said. Such ignorant and repulsive behavior is not tolerated at Wrigley Field. The Cubs said if fans see any derogatory behavior at Wrigley Field, they should report it to the ballpark staff. The team said any fan who does something like this during a game will be removed and permanently banned. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. I don't know how many people know what that symbol means.
Okay. Like
the, well,
like
no, it wasn't you, like, it's not like this. It's not up like this. It's down.
So you put, you do the okay.
And, like, the, yeah. It's,
and you put it down, and that's a white supremacy symbol?
It is. Now, here's the thing. If you're gonna ban this guy, if you're going to do research on this guy, first of all, the team can ban whoever the hell they want.
It's, that's right.
They can ban whoever.
It's their place.
Yeah, that being said, if you're going to ban this guy and investigate, I would go, all right, let me check into his social media. If the guy has a history of that type of thing, I don't want him in my fucking ballpark. But because the sign is so, I don't know if enough people know what it is. I don't know if that should be enough to ban this guy.
I don't think it is either. We agree on this because I'm like,
he's not admitting he did it, right?
We don't have that he admitted he did it.
And that's the thing, because reading this story, I'm on the fence about this. I'm like, we're hearing all this alleged stuff, but we're not hearing the guy's background.
Well, the guy probably doesn't want to be out there at this point. You know,
understood.
Because you know what?
But,
losing Wrigley Field is fine, but losing your job, that's a lot worse.
But nonetheless, the things you brought up should be looked at. What's this guy's deal? Was he turning his hand? Was he making it okay?
If this guy has no history of it, then I might say, I let it go. Listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but this is what it means. You can never, if you want to come back into our ballpark, you can never do that or anything that's racist. People will take as racist again.
He might have saw someone, you know, something on a pitch or something. But guys doing it, thinking, oh, it's a cool, you know, like, you know, when guys make the like this and stuff like that, you know, making like the rap gangs or whatever.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, but, if a gang,
I can go like this too.
Yeah,
but that's not what it is.
What is it down here?
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I mean, they showed it on the video.
I'm not buying
the guy
it.
Could
listen.
Be innocently making a dumb, you
yes.
know,
again, the Cubs can
like
do
that.
Whatever they.
How
won.
Did they find him? How did
he's
they get
right
a
on
name?
TV. Oh, because they saw his picture, and they probably know who has the tickets. Those are really good seats. He's right behind, you know, the dugout.
Oh, so.
Right. They, you know, it. Unless the guy who has the seats gave him somebody else. Or
so how did they stop him from coming in the ballpark?
That I don't know.
Yeah. Bobby
Valentine showed everybody that you can get into a
ball field. That mustache.
He's an asshole.
Very easy. Unless they got the eye recognition Vegas stuff is done.
And I thought it was anti-Semitic because the nose was fairly large.
He's an asshole. Bobby
I thought he had the nose too. I mean, listen, again, the Cubs can do whatever they want. If this guy has a history of that, then, yeah, I would have wanted him in my ballpark. It's just pretty. But I understand why they did it again. Because, again, you're in a black community. I mean, you can't do this shit. I don't know why the guy would do it.
But it just seems like a kangaroo court
that's
on this.
You're assuming you know? He did it.
Well, no, he definitely did it. We just don't know if he knows what it meant.
Right.
Well, right. So that I agree with you. I mean, just, you know, oh, no, he's got. Well, let's look into this. What's the guy's deal? Is he just innocently making a sign by accident he didn't realize, like I said?
But if you're the Cubs, then what do you have to gain by even doing that investigation? It's just, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do.
They could have just let it go. I mean,
no, well,
who
no, there was
it
an
up?
Outcry. The people were aware.
Oh, people outcried?
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Cubs, the easiest thing to do is just go, all right, you're out. We're not tolerant. That's the easiest thing to do.
That, make that sign again.
I don't even know if I'm doing it right, but something like this.
All right, let's say that you get, let's say for argument's
sake. It's an upside down okay for the audience.
And it's like, you know, and it's like, you're going like
no,
that.
He wasn't doing that. He didn't do that. He definitely made the sign on purpose.
Is there a video
of it? Yes, I saw the video.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. If we don't look into this stuff, if we don't look into the backstory of this stuff and find out his side of the story and his background, they're just going to keep doing it. So quite possibly you're at the park and some asshole takes a picture of that. Now you're a fucking racist.
Yeah, again, I saw the video though. This guy,
Davin, I understand in that instance of what he did. But what I'm saying is, if we don't look into the backstory just to find out, and for arguments, and then like everybody, you know, one day some other patron might go like this, stretching us and see that, take a picture of it, just that, and next thing you know, you're rounding your ass.
Money makes the world go round, and I think just from a business standpoint, this is the easiest way for the Cubs. I'm not saying it's the fairest way. But I'm just saying it's the easiest way.
Yeah,
it's just easy to go. All right, you're out.
But you know, it's getting to the point. You know, it's getting to the point. If you just send the dogs out and don't look at both sides of the story, then
well, we don't even know if this guy wanted to have another side. We don't know that. We don't know anything about this guy.
And that's the thing. We need to know.
For all they know, he might just. I'm not dismissing
this, but. I say this story is just all one-sided. We need to get hit.
I'm this guy, I don't want my name getting out there either.
Yeah. So there it is. It's hard to do.
You really got to work to get that. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not like Joe was making like when you stretch. You really and I saw the video. Like he made one other symbol and then he did that.
Is this the guy. This is his shirt that he has on and everything.
I can't see. That's the guy.
It looks like he's going out of his way to do it.
Yes, he's going out of his way to get that behind the black reporter on TV. Like I said, I get why the Cubs are doing it.
Yeah, but how do you know who that is?
Because they showed his face in the longer video that saw his face. Plus, you know who has those seats. Those are really good seats.
It's right along the thing. Yeah, those people sell those seats all the time.
Right, and then you call up the ticket holder and go, who's that guy? And the guy, who'd you give the tickets to? And the ticket holder don't want to lose his seats. Go, that's this guy.
Well, yeah, maybe.
So listen, okay. I get why the Cubs did it.
I get it. I mean, if the guy's not making a big deal about it and saying, "Hey, I didn't do that,"
it's probably the smartest thing he could do. Just go. You know what? Fine. I don't have the ticket. That way, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Now, on that side, you know, if the guy's laying low and stuff like that, it could be the case that that was on purpose. Because if you felt it wasn't, I'd be like, "Bullshit!
Yeah.
I never did that." So for the simple reason that he's like, you know what? I'm an asshole. I better lay fucking
well. He's got a Cubs shirt on, so that blows the theory of he was an out-towner, was in Chicago, StubHub, bought it on StubHub.
Yeah, but still, you know, he's gay.
I get why the Cubs did it. I get it. You know?
I mean, it looks blatant to me.
Yeah, it does.
Well, all right. Yeah, all right. So
you don't want that element at your ballpark. You wouldn't want that element at your comedy club.
I don't agree. It should be there. I'm just like, you know, and if the guy is laying low, then, you know, it looks like, you know, like I said, a prudent person that did not mean to do that would be, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know, you know.
This guy meant to do it.
Let's give kudos to the Cubs, though, here, because they didn't out the guy's name.
That's true.
And he didn't lose his job.
Good point.
So, you know, they took it.
It could have been a lot worse.
If they put it out there, his name is John Smith. He lives in Chicago.
Yeah, so they just gave him a beat. Stupid.
Job.
And then,
say you're not allowed back here again.
A last story. See how we keep on blurring the lines here? That's what this is, a little theme tonight of all these outspoken acts. A man was arrested in Florida for refusing to remove a bumper sticker on his vehicle that read, "I eat ass." Dylan Shane Webb.
Maybe he likes mules.
Good point, Jeff. Fan of donkeys. Dylan Shane Webb, 23, was driving a brown Chevrolet truck on Sunday when a deputy noticed a sexually suggestive sticker fastened to the rear window and alerted Webb that it violates state's obscenity law, according to Lake City Reporter. Webb responded by claiming that the content of the sticker was just words. The deputy then asked Webb how a parent of a small child would explain what those words meant. Webb said it would be up to the parent. Good fucking answer. The suspect also cited his First Amendment privileges when the deputy asked if he would remove just one letter on the sticker. He was charged with obscene writing on vehicles and resisting an officer without violence. You know, I'm a little surprised that this is legal. But it makes sense because, you know, there are – you go into these towns, you can't have obscenities, you know, like – and there's certainly – you can't have fluorescent lights in some of these. So I just – I would think it would violate the First Amendment, but I guess not.
The bumper sticker?
No, restricting the bumper sticker. I would think that would violate the First Amendment, but I guess not.
The obscenity law would override it.
Clearly.
It was an obscene statement. You know, it's like a freedom of speech, but it's an obscene statement. That obscene statement. I agree with the cops. You can't have that on there.
Really? So
yeah.
You like this law?
I like the if you put look.
I don't like seeing cars that have vulgar stuff on it. I mean, it may sound like I'm making that up, but I don't. Because
no, like I don't like seeing it either, but I'm not saying that the authorities, the government, should have the right to take it off.
Take it off your car?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give them that right. I don't like seeing it myself, but I don't know if I want to give them the right to determine what obscene is. Because as Joe said, maybe he likes donkeys. You know, I eat ass. You know what? People eat all sorts of meat. I mean, you can make that fucking argument if you really
you
wanted to.
You want
to
know something? If you had I eat ass, a little, you know, you had a donkey on there. You know, I eat ass or something like that. You know, you could go, all right, it's a play on words. But if you're looking at I eat ass, you know, that it's blatantly obscene. And you can't have
it. But you know,
they
say ass on TV all the time.
But they don't say they're eating it.
That's true.
Listen, I mean, we heard the president and we heard CNN and all the.
President! I eat ass, love ass, can't get enough of it. It's greatest ass in the world.
Would we be surprised if he said that? No. But
he could put it on his truck or on the back of the plane.
No, but you can. You can now. We heard grabbing pussy. They didn't bleep out pussy.
What state was that in?
Florida.
Florida.
Florida had to get in the act. I mean, we heard grabbing pussy left and right. They didn't bleep out pussy. Said pussy, 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 pussy.
And they also had a.
They bleeped that out.
No, I heard pussy.
Yeah, on what?
When the story first broke, it was on all the news stations. Yeah. They say shit. When Trump said shithole countries, they said shit. And then they, you know.
S-hole. They kept saying S-hole.
Some say S-hole. Some said shit. Mm. So, I mean.
One here, I agree that the bumper stick should not be on the car.
I don't want to give the government that power.
But you got to understand, it's that is obscene.
Not if your ass is being eaten. I guess it's very delightful. It's just a good fucking time.
But it is judged obscene,
what I'm saying is I don't want the government to judge what's obscene.
How old is your daughter?
She's 12. I would not be happy if she saw that.
That's right.
So right. I said I don't want to see it. I just don't want the government to have the right to take it away. I wouldn't put it on my car.
Yeah, I'm like that. Like, if my mother's, you know, I look at it as if my mother's not going to like it, I don't want it on there.
Right, but we all make personal decisions.
I get that.
Fine.
I get that.
I just don't like the government having to. And then, you know what?
I don't like the government doing that either. I agree. Somebody's got to get that.
But
it's
in a reasonably agreed statement that it is obscene. It's what society agrees is obscene.
Does it have a picture of the bumper sticker or no?
Yeah, in the corner. So it's what is obscene. This is the shit that
Lenny Bruce fought for. I mean, you know, Lenny Bruce used to get hauled into jail all the time for saying obscene.
But it was in the context of a nightclub. It was and children were not in the nightclub, and it, you know, and that's the difference.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying with the obscenity laws.
Now we look at it as it's ridiculous to throw Lenny Bruce in jail. At the time, that was just a fucking another Wednesday.
Yeah, I understand
that. Is that two S's, though?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
Well, email the designer, Walt. I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever.
I'm not selling him after the show.
But why would that? Now we got to look into the guy. Why is he even putting that on?
But
he's a 23-year-old guy.
But it doesn't even mean anything, though.
I don't know.
You can only have one meaning. That you're trying to be cool. You're trying to tell everybody what you know, what you do, and you know.
I don't know. I don't want to see it. I just don't want the government.
Maybe he doesn't want to go on Tinder and he's trying to find a girl. I don't know. But the thing about it is that, you know, with the thing about Lenny Bruce, yeah, but that was in the context of a nightclub act in a closed place out of the general public.
Right.
You're saying, well, it's still out in the public. Yeah, but those were paying customers that went into a nightclub.
Just give the guy a fucking small fine. The resisting an officer, it's a little fucking much. The guy just had answers. And the cop, and you know, the cop asked, will you scratch out a letter? And the guy says no. Doesn't have to fucking do it. Give the
scratch
guy,
out a
scratch out one of the letters on the bumper sticker. And the guy said, no, I don't want Dylan Shane Webb said, no, I don't want to do it. So he gets another fucking ticket.
Well, you know what? That is kind of, I guess, I don't know.
What? Just that, because a cop asked me to do something doesn't mean I have to do it. Nobody's life is in jeopardy.
This is
going to
be a situation where it depends on how I feel one day, how I'm going to feel about this story. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Listen, I could see it. I could see it where, because so many people are triggered by Trump. And we've heard, done the stories where people treat Trump supporters badly. You've seen it,
yeah.
Because
I've had my car punched.
Right. So I can see truck. Somebody making the argument that that's obscene. That's what I'm saying. Where do we fucking stop? Where do we
right.
stop? You know, I don't like that it's on the. I don't like that this bumper sticker is on this guy's car if I'm behind it. But he's got, in my mind, he's
but
got the right to have it.
But is a Trump sticker violating an obscenity law?
No. He's not saying he's actually sticking up for a Trump sticker being
on
a car.
What I'm saying is, if you keep on blurring the lines of what obscene is, if you keep on letting people determine what obscene is, soon Trump could be obscene. Yeah, but you just don't know.
There are people who believe that a Trump bumper sticker on your car is obscene.
Yeah. Right. But that, in that case, it's not. But I eat ass is.
There's
you,
no other answer
you,
to that.
Right,
and some of the Asian
would
countries.
Would you have a problem with your grandmother seeing a Trump sticker or your daughter
no,
seeing
I,
a Trump
I would not
sticker?
Have a problem with
would
them
you have
seeing
them
it?
Seeing it an I eat ass sticker?
I would not.
Sorry.
Well,
I wouldn't have a problem.
Come here, Nana. Take a gander at this. Oh, my word. Yeah.
Well, the guy had the right answer. Depends on the parent. Is it something I want to see? No. Am I calling the fucking police to, hey, there's a brown Chevrolet truck that has an I eat ass bumper sticker. Do something about it. I'm not doing that either. Do
well,
you.
Let me ask you this. If and I'm again, I'm going to try to be politically correct because of the new position I have. But if you saw a... If you saw a sticker,
so your Facebook will be tame again.
Yes,
I look forward to these 3 months.
Yes. No, I'm just saying, if you saw a sticker on a car that yeah. said, "I would like to F your mother,"
that's very flattering.
I'm just saying, if that was on there, do you think the police have a right to ask you to take that off your car?
No,
really?
That's me. I don't. I don't want to give them that power. Now, if I saw the guy in the parking lot, I'm like, really, dude?
Okay.
You know, but I don't want the government.
I agree with that. I don't like
freedom of speech is all about the government.
Right.
You know, it's not about your boss firing you.
Yeah, no,
it's about the government giving you the freedom of speech. This is not really hurting anybody. It's not a call to violence. It's not yelling fire in a theater. Yeah,
you're right. But it is an obscene gesture.
I guess. I've heard worse.
It is an obscene.
I say worse.
I understand that, but you say you don't. You.
I hear parents say worse at school.
Did he put a sticker on and drive around in public?
But
does your act? Do you take the context? Do you take the wording of your act and put it on the side door of your car or on the back of the car?
I regularly point out that handicapped cats could be pricks.
What about this?
If you put a bumper sticker.
What
on
about
it,
a? What about
it's the context? It's the context and the arena.
Joe,
that it's
how
being
about
performed
this? Joe,
in.
What about a picture of a naked woman, full size, the size of your car door? Slapped on the side of your door is that obscene?
Same state. All right, same state. We're gonna make it a little bit more. We had the fucking guy who was sending the pipe bombs to the politicians and to the various media agency, the Trump supporter, who was doing that. Who had like Hillary Clinton in the fucking crosshairs and all these people in the crosshairs driving around the same state in Florida. This guy was allowed to drive in the state. If you ask me, which is more harmful and obscene, that guy with the call of violence on his van
yes.
is much more harmful than I eat ass bumper
oh, absolutely.
Sticker. But in the same state, nobody pulled this guy over. In the same state, how is that?
Well, but what did it say on his car?
No, it was like anti-Hillary Clinton stuff, which is fine. But it had her in like crosshairs and stuff like that.
But didn't they stop him?
No, they didn't.
I thought I saw that they stopped him.
Well, I think after the pipe bomb started coming out. But this guy was driving.
That was the guy, though. He was the guy.
Yes, the guy.
Okay,
what
he
I'm
was
saying,
the guy.
What I'm saying is this guy's driving all over the place with that on his van. To me, that's much more obscene.
Yeah.
If I'm a cop, that makes me stop and go, whoa, what's going on here? Way before he starts mailing pipe bombs. That's much more obscene and offensive and dangerous than I eat ass. So I'm saying, where's the consistency?
But again, let's take an actual picture of a naked woman or naked guy, and it's put on the side door of your car on both sides. It's your car. You can have a picture on it. Can you drive around with pictures of naked people on your car?
No, because it violates the obscenity law.
But then that's no different.
Well, this is just words. That's actually an image.
You know, and
but does it say that? Images? What does it say to images? It doesn't say,
I don't know the law, but listen. I wouldn't outlaw any of it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't outlaw any of it. But
I
believe in freedom of speech. Listen, I don't like a thing Rush Limbaugh says. I believe he has the right to say it. You know?
Is what he's saying obscene?
To a lot of... Yeah, he said some pretty offensive fucking things.
Offensive or offensive?
Yeah, so does Don Lemon. So does Don Lemon.
Offensive or obscene?
Both.
You know, it's like if he's on the radio going, I like to whip out my cock,
no,
you know, now you got a problem.
He's not,
you know?
Alex Jones. Not Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh.
Right, and Alex Jones is on terrestrial airwaves.
Not anymore.
I think he still is.
No.
He's done.
He's been pulled. Well,
he's been pulled off of everything.
Well, that sucks for him. Listen, I'm a freedom of speech person. I don't think this is dangerous. I don't want to see it. I don't like the law. That's all.
Yeah, I don't like the law. I don't like that the government can do that. But there are some times that the government has to do stuff.
Right, and I don't think this is it. I think when you got a leader in crosshairs or anybody in crosshairs who's recognizable, I think you pull that van over.
You know, it's
oh, okay. But what about this congresswoman who called for the assassination of Donald Trump?
A congresswoman called
for who wasn't there a congresswoman?
How about Madonna? Who said?
Well, yeah, and what she got a talking to.
Mm.
Yeah, Ted Nugent got a talking to. You know, they got a talking to because that's threat.
It's just, like I said, it's like an obscenity law and the contact. I eat ass. Now, let's say
if they have the law, then what they did is
if
right.
If there was a sticker on the car that said ass man, you know,
it was a whole Seinfeld episode.
Exactly. I don't, you know, ass man, it's like, all right, it's kind of, you know, it's stupid. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But this is, you're describing a sex act. You have a bumper sticker describing a sex act, which would make it obscenity law.
I know our country is very puritanical when it comes to sex. I'm just not. Listen, if there's a law, then what they did is fine. I just don't like the law. That's all. I get it. I don't like it. We were talking on the first part of the show how government's taking away our rights. And, you know, I said it has nothing to do with party or president. I said it's happened since W, and it's continued to happen through Trump. And this, to me, this is just another them taking away our rights.
And as cavalier as I am with our rights being taken away and our freedom of speech taken away, like I said, once again, I take it in a case-by-case
That's
basis.
Fine.
I eat ass on a bumper on a bumper sticker, I feel is an obscene statement.
So what about
statement?
My bumper sticker that I sell? So sometimes life is harder than taking a pubic hair off a bar of soap.
And
it's got a picture of a bar of soap and a little white squiggly line, a little black squiggly line.
How many of those have you sold?
I don't know. I don't count them. But that's not the point.
I would never put that on my car.
No, but people do.
Yeah.
But is that obscene? It's not a sex act.
Yeah, it's a little obscene.
It's a little obscene.
But see, when you have these, we have all these fucking gray areas. I don't like that with this particular thing. Because what's obscene today is not obscene tomorrow and vice versa. I don't like it. Goes to the Handmaid's Tale, what we were talking about before. You know, where they just want to control everything. I don't need the government monitoring bumper stickers.
But they want to control it. That's
right.
What they
I don't want.
Want
them to.
Yeah, but listen, man, the Democrats right now in Congress are fighting the Republicans in Congress because each one of them want to control everything that happens.
And I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that.
I don't either. That's what they do.
In this case, I'm libertarian.
They literally have done nothing for 2 years except try to take down a president.
Now they do that for years.
I know.
No, it's but well, they've been, but
not
like
this.
Not like this.
Trust me, they did it to Obama too.
That's
I don't
not,
get it.
Joe,
did you see
that? That's an argument for another day because we could go. Christ, we could fill another 3 hours on this, especially you and I.
next week if Pip doesn't come.
Well, but like I said, with the obscenity laws, you know, and obscenity law is different from municipality to municipality.
This is a state law. I don't like it. But listen, if they got the law, the guy can pull him over. I would think the cop would have something more productive to do, especially in Florida where we read fucking ridiculous headlines all the time about people doing crazy shit in Florida that's against the law. But I guess it was a slow day. And I think it was wrong to give this guy a resisting an officer ticket. You want
to
give him the ticket?
He was asking you to do something. You didn't do it. That's resisting him.
No, you don't have to do it. You don't have to give in.
Remember Porky's at the end where he was giving tickets? He was just smashing the lights. Oh, there's a light out.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
If I was the cop, I would go, all right, here's the ticket, all right? And so you know what? Take it. All right, here's your ticket.
Fight it. Go fight it.
And go fight the ticket.
Yeah.
However, I'll be here. I'm making the other sector cars make sure if we see the sticker on the truck tomorrow, get another ticket.
That's fine.
If I see
That's
it
fine.
Tomorrow, you get another ticket.
That's fine.
You know, get so you do what you want. Take the letter. Do what you want. You want to keep it on, fine. But you're breaking an obscenity law. We're going to keep giving you
That's
tickets
fine.
Every day we see the truck out there. You know?
All right.
And then he would go and he'd say, well, now they're following me. Now they're following me and giving
That's
me tickets.
You know what? And it's like anytime you get – anytime, you know, I get a ticket with a cop, I'm like, well, what are you going to – you know, you have my side. We have to take it in front of the judge.
All right.
And you let the judge decide.
This show was too serious today. We had some serious conversation today.
Well, when we have a mind like you and we want to take advantage of it.
That's it. That's a good point. Thanks for thanks for lightening that up.
On the break, we got new music from our fan Richard D. Ambrosio with Sweet Nicole. And then we'll be back with some Savage Medicine. Lots of fun with that.